you're willing to stand up in a court of law. You've invested time, effort, money, emotion, relationships in this football club already, and yet we've heard you just say, you know, it will be a case of either someone comes in and takes over the club, or the club will be no more. Would it be worth, if you say you feel like you have an obligation to the club or to do things right, at least getting the club to the end of the season, so that, you know, almost it's a case for people to assess and get to the end of the season, or have you hit the bottom of your pockets, as it were, financially?
Yeah, no, I think the situation is that I know I didn't create the debt last season. I haven't created the shortfall this season. So I have come in and tried to reduce the expenditure. And we have really, really significantly reduced the expenditure and got it to a point where it's actually quite attractive for someone to come in. If there isn't someone in a couple of weeks' time, then we'll have to take a call on it. You know, and there does remain the possibility that we might try and do something. But the problem is that, you know, when I don't have any time at all to manage a football club, and every time you give other people your money to manage a football club, they don't spend it very well. We do want to try and keep the club going, and we're doing everything we can, but we haven't reached the point at the moment where we have to make a decision of, well, there's nobody else out there, what do we do? We have talked about it. All I know is I wouldn't have the time to invest in the club.
What do you stand to lose, finally, Imran, if the club goes under financially? You know, come back to this argument of faith.
It's already lost. It's already lost. I mean, I didn't put that money into the football club with a realistic intention, you know, or expectation of getting that money back. You know, if we'd held out for 12 minutes a couple of times against Leeds United, one of two times against Leeds, we would have played Man United. We would have had a great win. All that money wouldn't have gone back in back to me. That would have helped us push on to go into the Football League. If we'd been able to have if we kept Mark Cooper and the landlord had given at Rockingham Road had given us security of tenure, we might have, you know, made it into the Football League via the playoffs. You never know. And even then, we wouldn't have been looking to take money out. It would have been, well, let's reinvest it and let's try and find a way of, you know, there are not many people that own football clubs that do it for money. And they know they're going to lose money, and that's why football clubs lose money, is because there's so many other owners in the same competition, the same division, that are losing money. That to compete with them, you have to lose money as well. Or you have to have an incredibly set up football club, which Kettering has never, ever been. You know, Kettering, I don't know the last time Kettering posted a profit.
Categorically say that should Kettering go under, should Nen Park be sold, you wouldn't stand to make anything either?
Absolutely not a penny, either way. So I've got I will get nothing if Nen Park is sold, if there's any development, if the football club stays, nothing. It doesn't make a difference. It's not a financial, you know, reason. When I walked away from the club, I decided that, you know, that there are a lot more things I can do with my money that, you know, are more important than a football club. So, you know, whether it's my relatives, you know, around the world, or whether it's charity causes, or whether it's, you know, doing stuff for my close family, there are a lot better things that I can do with my money than put it into a football club, and that was the decision I made. But here
then,
I am
then let
a few
it go.
Months on. No, but here I am a few months on, and I am putting money into the football club, and there are better things I could do. Not, you know, talking realistically, there are people dying around the world, and I've got family, and there aren't many. I don't see anybody writing any big checks for this football club at the moment, with the exception over the last few months. Richie June has put a lot of his personal money, and even one of the trust members a substantial amount in to try and keep it going. So, you know, I don't want to say there's nobody else doing it, but right now there's no one doing it. So I'm not sure why I have to be that individual that fails the club out this time round, when I haven't created these problems. You know, there are other people that have created the problems, and there are other people that are responsible for this. But it comes back to it. You know, obviously I love the football club. I don't love it in the same way now because of everything that's gone on, but I want to find a way of it continuing.
I really appreciate your time, Imran. I know it's been half an hour out of your life, a very busy life that you probably didn't need. I think it's just people want transparency. They feel like they've got this football club that they have no control over its future or what's happening. And I think as a fan, that can be quite devastating. Do you appreciate that?
Definitely. I think there's been a lot of mischief making from different people that haven't helped the cause. Maybe there should have been more communication. You know, you can definitely look back with hindsight in anything and say, well, I could have done, you know, several things differently. But the truth is that until such time as there's a settlement or we go to court, no one's going to know the truth about the DRC sponsorship agreement and a lot of things that have been done in the meantime since I handed the club over are nothing to do with me. And those same people that you know have said to me openly, I would have done things differently. I didn't realise that Nen Park would be what it is. I didn't realise that, you know, the playing budget shouldn't have been this. I didn't realise we shouldn't have gone full time. You know, the people that had that club have all said to me one by one, this was wrong, that was wrong, but we don't realise till you've actually done it. So, but ultimately the blame keeps coming back to me even when I'm nothing to do with the football club. Even when I have completely removed myself from it to give other people a fresh chance, but it still comes back to me. So it's frustrating in one way, but it's been going on for so long, you do get used to it.
Couple of weeks' time, are we going to still have Kettering Town Football Club? At the end of the season, are we going to still have a club? What's your feeling?
I can't really say either way, can I? Because, you know, I'll be held to it. At the moment, somebody is going to have to put some money in. Somebody or a group of people. It's not something I'm willing to do alone. It's something I'd be part of to help out. But I wouldn't do it all on my own.
But you would remove yourself completely if the right people came.
Yeah, I don't want to. I have no interest at all in running a football club. Full stop. I can't see myself ever doing that again. I've had the experience, and I don't want to spend my time or efforts in that area anymore. And I think there's a lot of people.
But can you see how that sounds to fans when you've said that before and then come back again?
No, there really wasn't a choice. So, you know, that club was going bust. It was going to sign a second lease, which it couldn't do. And as the owner of the club at the time, because George had been banned by the football club, it left me in a position where I knew this club was going to lose X amount of money if it carried on. The people that were managing the club said they would only put in, you know, a small proportion, of what the club was going to be losing, and the only plan they had was to sign a second lease and have a two-year battle or however long with the landlord, which may not have lasted that long. So, because no actual notice had been given to the landlord of any kind in keeping with the lease. I mean, I've had that debate again today, and, you know, I don't think that we can move to Corby. And if there is a way of us doing that, there's nothing in it for me to stop that from happening. But I didn't have a choice but to get back in. Otherwise, the club would have gone under anyway. And at the moment, we've managed to keep it going for a couple more months. It's been very painful for lots of people, fans, players. And then there's lots of rumours that go around. But it's still got a shot. And it's looking a lot better than it did, you know, a week ago or a month ago.
Imran, is there anything else you want to say to the fans of Kettering?
No, I think that, you know, I think that if it gets saved, I'll still be blamed. If it doesn't get saved, then I'll be it'll be a lot worse. So, you know, I think it's just I'm doing what I can to pass the club over. If anyone's got any better ideas or wants to assist, then you know, they know how to contact the football club. But it's very easy putting the blame on somebody. But, you know, there's very few people that know the truth. There's probably two or three people on this planet that know the truth about everything that's gone on at that football club and the sponsorship and the management team and everything else. And the people that know the truth, I think they know where the blame really lies. But we'll do what we can to fix the football club.
Imran, thank you for your time.
Yeah. No, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it.